Hey everyone, this is Adam Ellenboss from Nightlight Astrology, and today we're going to be taking a look at an incredibly dynamic transit that is coming up over the weekend into early next week, which is the square between Mars in Leo and Uranus in the sign of Taurus. Now, Mars-Uranus combinations are often one of the more feared astrological transits. You'll hear a lot of gloom and doom about this transit, or a lot of bewares and warnings, most of which are logical and well-founded. We're going to talk about some of those today, but I'm also going to spend some time talking about what I love about this transit, because I think just because this transit has, it's almost like there's like a trigger warning around this transit. And because of that, we can forget the really bright side of this combination of planets. So we're going to look at both today, and I'll tell you why there's indeed some reason to be a little freaked out by this transit, because, you know, it can be a very intense one, but also what this transit tends to do that is really positive and amazing. So that's what we're going to look at today, the bright and dark side of Mars and Uranus. So before we get into it, as always, don't forget to like and subscribe, share your comments in the comment section. It really helps the channel to grow. And click on the notification bell for updates if you ever want to know when I go live. I occasionally do. It's been a little bit since I have gone live, but we're planning to do some of that over the summer. You can find a transcript of any of my daily talks, including this one, on the website, nightlightastrology.com. And while you're over there, be sure to check out all of my readings and my courses. And if you have any questions about any of my offerings, email me, info@nightlightastrology.com. Okay, well, let's go ahead and put the real-time clock up so that we can refresh on which transit we're looking at here. We are talking about the June 26th, Mars square to Uranus. Now, we're previewing this well before it comes through because I want everybody to be ready for it. You can see this is early Monday morning. We're looking at this coming into the end of the week, and that is because, as you can see right here, this is Thursday, June 22nd, that this transit is already in effect within 2 degrees by Thursday. If we back it up just a little bit more, it get into that within that 3 degree range by Wednesday, June 21st. So the dynamic of Mars and Uranus is slow moving. You've got Mars, which is a little bit slower moving planet, and Uranus, which is a very slow moving planet. And so if we stretch this out a little bit and give it a 3 degree range of separation, that takes us through, oh gosh, about Saturday, July 1st, before the transit is sort of fully passed us by. So that's a long period of time under which we can experience the energy of Mars's square to Uranus. Now, squares are of the nature of Mars, which makes this extra Marsy. It makes it more intense whenever Mars and Uranus are in either oppositions or squares with one another. The conjunction, I've noticed that the conjunction is easier, generally speaking. Square's pretty tough, but the toughness of the transit will present us with things that are very powerful in a very positive way. And then there's the typical Mars Uranus red flags and warning signs. So we're going to start with the 5 things that I love about Mars and Uranus, and just kind of get you in a zone of being able to appreciate what Mars and Uranus might be up to, even if what they're up to also includes some of the things on the list of what I could live without. So anyway, the 5 things that I love, let's start. They're in no particular order. Number 1 is the electric force. Now, Uranus is associated with electricity, or just the kind of a electrical current is a way that people describe what the energy of Uranus feels like on an archetypal level. And then force is a Mars word. And so electrical force. Now, what do we mean by that? That there are currents of enlivening energy that drive action. This is a key feature of the Mars-Uranus dynamic. So for example, if you think about those times in your life where you feel like suddenly you got plugged into, you know, the wall, and there's a source of energy that's now fueling you. In those moments where you feel sort of lit up, electrified, those periods are usually defined, maybe they're a little manic, right? But maybe they're highly productive, original, creative, inventive. They're liberating. They wake you up somehow. And then they drive forward. They drive you forward to do things or to take action. So that's my favorite part about Uranus Mars. If I had to pick one, I guess that'd probably be my favorite, is that there's something about this transit that just wakes you up, that jolts you, that sort of grabs you by the shoulders and shakes you and says, go do something. Change it, change things, shake things up. Do something new, do something different. And there's this feeling of like, you put your finger accidentally into a socket and you get a jolt. So it can be a little disruptive in the sense that it sort of shakes you awake or jolts you into action. But in that jolting, there's an awakening quality. And with Mars involved, that awakening quality can help you to overcome an obstacle or to start something new or to get the energy up to do something difficult. And it is a welcome ally energetically. So the electric force of Mars Uranus is what I would describe first. You could be feeling that now all the way through next week. Number two is the advocacy. The Mars Uranus likes to fight for things on behalf of things that are usually driven toward freedom, right? So if you think of the French Revolution or the American Revolution, where, you know, some kind of noble idealist democracy or something like that is being fought for. Not that any of those things were perfect or that they don't have their own shadows, right? But if you're fighting for the rights of women to vote or the civil rights movement and the, what was that? Oh gosh, I'm forgetting the name of the place where they walked across the bridge. And it was a big part of the movie about Martin Luther King that came out. Anyway, I think it was in Alabama. And there was, you know, violence being shown toward people who were marching to be treated equal, to be considered as equals, despite having different color of skin. These kinds of things that you fight for, very Mars Uranus, the protest, the peaceful protest, or even a protest that erupts in violence or even turns into something more like a riot. All of those things can fall under the banner of Mars Uranus. But the best part about that, the lightest part, is the sense of standing up and fighting for something that is about freedom, that's about progress, that's about moving beyond past limits. So it's a very powerful combination of planets when it comes to fighting on behalf of something that is right or good or true or that you believe in. And it has this sense of standing up to opposition, especially anything that tries to hold back progress. So the advocacy of this combination is fantastic. Number three is the courageous risk-taking. One of the things that I love about Mars Uranus is it will force you, even if it's like, I'm just going to use my voice and raise my hand in class because I've never done so before. Or, you know, like in my online classes, sometimes people come onto the mic and camera and they're like shaking and they're like, I've never done this before. I've been in the class for almost a year and I'm finally coming on the mic and camera to say hello and ask questions. And so, you know, it could be something so simple. You know, it doesn't have to be going bungee jumping. It could be. But the idea of taking a risk, of pushing yourself beyond what is comfortable and creating a kind of breakthrough as a result. I am now a braver, stronger, more confident person because I broke through a limitation of fear or doubt. I broke through a barrier. You know, when that kid who rides his skateboard decides to do the next big trick and he maybe breaks his wrist, you know, that could be Mars Uranus. But also the courage to do that trick and to land it. That's also Mars Uranus. The big wave surfer who takes the risk of riding the biggest wave he's ever ridden and crashes, you know, maybe dislocates a toe, but then, you know, gets back on and tries it again and then nails it. That's very Mars Uranus. Electric breakthroughs in sports, breaking world records, taking risks and going where we haven't gone before, breaking the speed of sound. You know, the Mars Uranus moment at the beginning of, there's a new Top Gun movie. I don't know if you guys saw Top Gun 2. It was so good. I loved it. Well, just because I'm a big fan of the Top Gun series. But so, in the beginning of the movie though, and I won't give anything away, but Tom Cruise is pushing to go past the limits of how fast anyone's ever gone before in a jet. It's at the very, very beginning of the movie. So I'm not ruining anything. It's like the very first scene. And this is very Mars Uranus. So now, the courageous risk-taking that leads to individuation. We grow as a person because we had the courage to take a risk. That is one of my favorite parts about Mars Uranus. Number four is the moxie and originality. You got a little swag with a little swagger with Mars and Uranus. And it allows us to be original, to do something that is way outside the box, to wear something, to get your nose pierced, or, you know, to, it's almost like a kind of defiant punk creative originality. It just says, I don't care what people think. I'm going to, you know, display my brilliant oddities to the world and damn the man, you know? So just the swagger and confidence to be original and different. That's one of the things I love about Mars Uranus. And then number fifth thing I love is the force of liberation. Look, this planetary combination breaks up stagnation. It frees us. It gets us out of pent up, restricted places. And that is my, again, maybe right up there with like the electric force. It just creates greater freedom, emancipation, liberation, breakthroughs. And it does so a little forcefully, right? It can be intense. It can feel like you're suddenly, you know, gunning it and you're going faster than you've ever gone before, but the acceleration breaks you through a barrier or a boundary and you'll never be the same again. And for a lot of people, that Mars Uranus dynamic is going to be that you'll never be the same again in a positive way. So these are the five things that I love. Now there's five things I could live without that we can look at in order to prepare ourselves for this transit. Number one is the sudden violence. It's true. I mean, this is the fender bender transit, right? Where it's a little easier to just kind of get distracted and all of a sudden, boom, you bump into someone. Hopefully you're not going very fast and it's just a fender bender. But this is the sudden falling off the skateboard because you're, you know, going too hard or fast or something. This is the, unfortunately, Mars Uranus can be associated with like explosions or detonations or sudden tears or rips of tendons, ligaments, muscles, you know, bones. Mars Uranus can be associated with the sudden breakthrough that's sort of violent and chaotic. So, and that destructiveness is often a creative catalyst for change in a life, but its initial experience, the initial experience of it can be chaotic, destructive, sudden, violent, eruptive. Number two would be the defiant restlessness. There's a way in which this transit is just sort of wayward. It's like a kid who's acting out with behavioral issues and just getting like, they don't know what to do with the energy they have. And maybe they haven't had a good role models of how to handle anger or how to handle their temper or their moods. And so they'll act out defiant. It's like a defiant, restless, nervous, chaotic, and violent energy. This is the one that could lead someone who's pacing around anxiously and with a little bit of anger and frustration to punch a wall and break their hand. It has that kind of feeling to it. The defiant restlessness can also be about people who are trying to break out of something, but it's like they don't know what exactly to break out of. And so they'll just defy authority or structures or boundaries in general and often sort of, you know, without good reason. And so they just look a little wayward and restless and it's like rebel without a cause. Number three are the unexpected frustrations. The unexpected frustrations visited upon us by Mars and Uranus are the kind that pop up suddenly. And they can turn you from feeling good to boiling in just a couple of seconds. I mean, it's amazing how quickly, maybe seconds is exaggerated, but it's amazing how quickly you can go from everything being in a flow to suddenly Mars, the god of frustrations and hurdles and obstacles and things you have to persevere to overcome. Mars Uranus will come in as a sudden, unexpected twist in the plot that is frustrating or challenging. It's the person you bump shoulders with who turns out to be a real jerk and tries to pick a fight with you. And you're like, whoa, I am not interested in that. It's the road rage you encounter that suddenly someone is taking things to a whole nother level and you have to be very careful to back out of it. It's the unexpected frustration of something breaking and having to replace it or, you know, that kind of stuff. We have number four on my list is the cocksure bravado. Look, you'll just meet people around this time, or you may even embody it yourself, that are just cocky. And there's like a macho, unstable, macho, arrogant swagger to this transit that, as opposed to the moxie and originality I was talking about earlier, that can be a very positive thing. this is more like the person that has an unstable like a too high opinion of themselves, and they're overly sure of themselves. That's what I'm trying to say. And they will also potentially take to any slight that is given toward them, way too intensely. So just like the unstable bravado and machismo of this transit is not really fun to be around. And then number five are the close shaves. Now, we do have Jupiter co-present with Uranus, which is why I use the phrase close shaves. Mars Uranus is often about accidents and sudden tears in the fabric of our normal program, and they can be creatively helpful, but again, sort of violent and disruptive in the way that they express themselves. What I don't love about the, it's nice that Uranus is co-present with Jupiter, because that tends to mean that when Uranus transits are active, Jupiter will give a little bit of padding or silver lining and sort of help us to avoid the worst case scenario. So a close shave. But the thing that's not so fun about a close shave is it's startling. So it's kind of like a double-edged sword. The close shave, I'll take it rather than a total disaster. But the close shave of Mars Uranus is also like, I just don't feel like I can quite relax because I keep having these little close shaves. Again, the blessing is that Jupiter's there in the mix with Uranus, and so we're getting, in some ways, saved from the worst. But the close shaves can be like startling to the nervous system, and the feeling of like living with, like one of those Looney Tunes where there's a hammer hanging above the Wile E. Coyote's head or something. And you just feel like there's something cosmically that sort of, you're waiting for the other shoe to drop, and it just feels unstable and erratic. So that's not a fun feeling to live with. But what is nice is that with Jupiter in the mix with Uranus again, we usually get a feeling of close shave and not worst case scenario or disaster. So that's kind of there's a little bit of a double-edged sword with this one. But anyway, those are the five things I love and the five things I could live without, secretly hate about this transit. I'm going to say that every time we do this, since I got people hating the word hate, and I just love playing with that. So anyway, all right. If you have a story to share, please use the hashtag grabbed and tell us your Mars Uranus story, or send it to us. If you prefer to email the story privately, send it to us grabbed@nightlightastrology.com. I would love to hear the stories that you guys have and the things that you notice and the way this transit manifests in your life over the next week. So that is it for today, and we will see you again soon. Bye, everyone.